Hello, the disciples, the prophet, is the word of God, episode 162. Hebrews 4:12, that is our fundamental scripture. And what is it saying? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then we box it up with James 1:22, a very short scripture that says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And anytime I say deceiving your own self, I say to you, you are not deceiving yourself. Why? Because you are a doer of the word. Everyone who is hearing me has become a doer of the word. You are a doer. You are not just a hearer. You hear and you do. What I'm saying to you now, you are also doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you forcing us? How can I force you? I'm speaking what I know should be in your life to you. I'm giving you words of life. I'm giving you words of hope. I'm giving you what? Showing you how your life is meant to be. This is God's design for your life. A doer of the word. So, I said to you that Luke chapter 6, from verse 46 tells us how a man, Jesus likens this. Why would you listen, call me Lord, Lord, and you do not do what I say? Then he said, anyone who does the word is like this. So he likens to a man who built. And this man who built a house, he said, he dig deep. And that's what I'm showing you now. So he laid the foundation on a rock. And I'm showing you how to dig deep and lay the foundation on a rock. And I say that you must have your quiet time. You must pick your Bible and read it for yourself. You cannot circumvent that for anything. No matter how much you pray, no matter how much fasting you do, no matter, let's say, the beginning of this year, you did 24 days, and now you have 21 days fast in the next quarter, half of the year, and then the last quarter, all that. But without you digging deep into the word of God, you are not going to get what you want. And I'm showing you the easiest channel is that be a man or a woman, a young man, a young woman of the word, one who digs deep. He would have said it was prayer, that was, he would have said it by saying you dig deep into what? Dig deep into God's word. That is it. So I said to you that if you pick your Bible, always go for other translations. Right now, the translations, they are there. For every e-Bible you have, you will find other versions, so many of them. So, I showed you an example of picking Psalm 127 verse 2 and using it to pray. Whereas you're finding it difficult to sleep and say, oh, he giveth his beloved sleep, so God give me sleep. But if you look at Amplified Version, you see that the interpretation is not like how perhaps you know it or how we have been hearing all these years. Oh, I pray for my, I said, God, you give your beloved sleep, so I must get my sleep. I must sleep. And then when you look at Amplified Version, he says, no, it's not like that. For he gives blessings to his beloved ones, even in his sleep. Even in your sleep, God is working for you. God is doing what you cannot do for you. God is bringing something to your mind. God is reminding of something. This is what that verse is talking about. That it is vain to be so anxious, anxiety, a bag of anxiety. What is that? That is not, your life is not meant to be that. You are not meant to be a bag of anxiety. Anxious. Your mind is haywire. Somebody said, my mind is touching. Your mind will not touch. So touching, the wires are touching. What is the meaning of that? This is not God. What God has meant for you. God says that anxiety, anxious labor is not your portion. And then we read the Christian Jewish Bible that say, in vain do you get up early and put off going to bed, working hard to earn a living. Then he say, for he provides for his beloved even when they sleep. So some of you are going to bed and say, Lord, your provision is here. Even as I go to sleep, you're working for me. And that project is done. I wake up refreshed. You see, that's how to use the scripture. Not that he gives sleep to his beloved. Are you getting it? So this is the way to read your Bible. Get other translation. If you don't get, you will not be certain about what he's saying. And every translation and the slant, you understand? The slant. So we get this one for that. Get that one. New Living Translation. Easy reading, easy version also will give you that. Good News will give you. And then, of course, King James, the main himself, which gives you everything as was translated. And then you pick it up. Then you look at other translations. And by that, you can put it together. In fact, by the time you finish reading three versions, you see that you have a nick of what God is saying to you. So keep listening and keep reading the word. I see that you're a man, you're a woman of the word. I see this in your life. Literally, in Jesus' name, you're blessed. Bye.